One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lucy. I go to a very prestigious high school that is really hard to get into. The tuition there is really expensive, too. People often say, you need to be both smart and rich to be admitted into this high school. Each year, the school gives scholarships to 50 students. These students are picked based on their academic or athletic achievements. I'm on the swimming team, but unfortunately, I don't have a scholarship. My dad pays a small fortune to the school. My best friends Jasmine and Emily are also on the team. Swimming requires discipline. We need to train regularly. And so we spend most of our days together. As if that weren't enough, we also love having slumber parties whenever we can. Emily doesn't have her own room, so we have them at either my place or Jasmine's. By the way, Emily gets financial aid. Unfortunately, her family is not doing so well. Of course, this doesn't stop us from being good friends, but I can feel that Emily is not too happy about not being able to host a party at her house. We were at my place when it all started. My parents had gone to our summer home, so we had the whole house to ourselves. We had so much fun doing the silliest things all night. We sat around in my room and talked until really late. Then Jasmine went to sleep in the living room, and Emily and I slept in my room. In the morning, I went into my bathroom. I put on my contact lenses. The night before, I'd put my ring right next to the lenses, but I realized it wasn't there anymore. I was sure I put it there. I looked around, but I couldn't find it. I was really upset because my mother had her own jeweler make this ring for my 15th birthday. I'm sure it's very expensive, but I didn't care about the money. It had huge sentimental value to me. I got dressed and went downstairs. Jasmine and Emily were making breakfast. I was just about to say that I couldn't find my ring, but I stopped. Emily slept in my room that night. In the morning, she used the bathroom before me. Emily is my best friend. It would never occur to me to suspect her. But if I said something, she might have misunderstood. That's why I didn't say anything. About 2 weeks later, we were at Jasmine's. Jasmine's family is one of the richest in the country. They have a gigantic house. Imagine, you have to call someone if you want coffee. A maid in a uniform brings it, like in the movies. As usual, we were having so much fun. We were laughing the whole time. At some point, Jasmine's mom came. Honey, Elsa is going into labor. Do you want to go to the hospital with your dad? She said. Elsa was Jasmine's dog, and she'd been at the animal hospital for some time waiting to deliver her babies. Jasmine was so excited. She said, you guys should go to bed. I don't know when I'll be back. And left. It was too early to go to bed, and luckily, we didn't have to train the next day. We decided to watch a show in bed. We needed a laptop for that. We began looking for Jasmine's laptop. This room is bigger than our apartment. I wonder where it could be, Emily was saying. I told her, you take a look around. I'll be back, and went to the bathroom.
Oh.
When I came back, Emily had found the laptop. We watched for a bit, but got bored. Elsa had the puppies. Jasmine sent us pictures of them. They were so incredibly cute. We hung out some more. I have a headache. I'd better go to sleep, Emily said. She went to sleep in another room, and I waited for Jasmine. The next day, my mom and I were supposed to go shopping. She sent the driver for me super early. I had to wake Emily up. We dropped her off at home. Then I went to meet up with my mom. We shopped until 2 or 3 p.m. I was feeling so sleepy. When we got home, I wanted to lie down for a bit and immediately dozed off. When I woke up, I saw there was a text from Jasmine. I want to talk to you about something, she wrote. I was surprised that she had sent it only to me. I was curious and called her right away. You can't repeat what I'm about to tell you to anyone, Jasmine started. And the things she told me made my jaw drop. Lately, I seem to be missing some things from my house every time we have a slumber party. What kind of things? I asked. First, I lost one of my pearl earrings. Then a ring. Last night, my favorite bracelet was gone. Unfortunately, I think it could be Emily. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's her. I just wanted to check if you've lost anything recently so that I can be 100% sure it's her. I couldn't believe my ears. I was feeling dizzy. I was about to cry. I only lost a ring. I couldn't find it after the last slumber party at our place, I said. Is that it? Are you sure? Jasmine asked. Maybe other stuff as well, but I'm only aware of the ring, I said. I just remembered. I checked our chat group. Emily hadn't written anything, which was very unusual. Did you say anything to Emily? I asked Jasmine. I was so angry, but I held back. I only wrote, why? She didn't respond. I got even more angry. Don't you have anything to say? I asked. But that message wasn't delivered. Obviously, she'd blocked me. She must have panicked when she figured I was onto her. After hearing all this from Jasmine, I cried for a long time. Was Emily a thief? How was she going to face us? And how should I be treating her? As these horrible thoughts were going through my mind, my phone started ringing. It was Emily. I didn't pick up because I didn't know what to say. A few seconds later, she texted, "What's up, girl?" I couldn't believe that she was acting like nothing had happened. Didn't she know Jasmine was going to tell me everything? Suddenly, it hit me. If Emily stole from us, she wouldn't be calling me. Could Jasmine be wrong? Maybe there was another explanation for everything, but I couldn't ask Emily, "Are you a thief?" If she were innocent, she would be so hurt to be blamed for this. As I was thinking, I had an idea. There was indeed a way to find out if she really was a thief. I hatched up a little plan and put it into action. I called Emily half an hour later. I talked to her as if nothing had happened. But Emily sounded really upset. I asked her what was wrong. She said she had a problem at home. "Do you want to come to my place? Elsa and her puppies have left the hospital. Jasmine is taking care of them. I'll have our driver pick you up. We can go to train together tomorrow morning," I said. Mm-hmm. Emily didn't want to come at first, but when I insisted, she said yes. If she could call me, it was obvious that she thought Jasmine didn't tell me anything. So I acted like I didn't know anything. We talked about this and that, nothing important. Thankfully, it wasn't a long night. We went to bed early since we had a train in the morning. I woke up way before Emily did. I had my alarm set. I got up. Earlier, I'd left one of my beautiful rings in the bathroom. I went in and checked. It was sitting right where I left it. I had also put a bracelet on the bedside table. It was also still there. You got my plan, right? I put my valuables in different places around the room before Emily came over. And then I made excuses to leave her alone in the room a few times. I woke up really early in the morning and checked all the jewelry I left around to test her. Everything was still there. If she'd wanted to steal, she could have. I was incredibly happy. I woke Emily up. "Girl, we need to go to Jasmine's. There is a misunderstanding that we need to fix," I said. Emily opened her eyes. "There is no misunderstanding. I will never talk to Jasmine again. She's out of my life," she said. What in the world was happening? How could Emily talk like this? I had to tell her everything since we had to clear her name, and I did. Emily listened silently. When I was finished, she was quiet for some time. Then without even looking at me, she said, "So you tested me." She was offended, and rightly so. I didn't know what to say. Emily turned to me and said, "Lucy, Jasmine is the one who stole your ring. She's a kleptomaniac." This was the first time I'd heard the word kleptomaniac. "Jasmine stole it? Why should she? What's a kleptomaniac?" I asked. Emily grabbed her phone. She Googled it. "Kleptomania is a psychological condition also known as impulsive stealing," she said. Then she read from a website. "Kleptomaniacs are impulsive. They are unable to resist the urge to steal. They don't actually need the things that they steal. They feel a sense of relief at the moment of stealing, but they deeply regret their actions afterwards." While still in shock, I asked, "How do you know Jasmine has a stealing disorder?" Emily began telling her story. "We were looking for Jasmine's laptop to watch shows that night when we were at her place. I found it when you were in the bathroom. Do you remember?" I nodded yes. Emily went on. "I was just about to log into Netflix when something caught my eye on the tab that was open. It had something to do with me. I read it since I saw my name there. I even took a picture. Take a look." I took her phone. I zoomed in and read, "I can end my friendship with Emily because of her perfume. If you don't have any money, then don't use perfume. Thanks to her, I learned that cheap perfume smells like cat piss. The whole house stinks when she comes here. Even Elsa doesn't come into my room." I couldn't read the rest. I gave the phone back to her. Emily said, "This is an online diary site. This is Jasmine's diary. Unfortunately, she left her tab open. I saw it by accident. I wish I hadn't. I didn't like finding out that I smell like cat piss," Emily said. She was shaking with anger. She goes on to talk about how she's being treated for kleptomania. It turns out that they discovered she was a kleptomaniac when she was very young, but she was treated for it. Years later, when they found out she was stealing again, she went back to therapy. I was shaken by all of this. "I understand everything now, but what happened between you two?" I asked. I figured out Jasmine was lying to me when I listened to Emily's version. Emily was very upset, and she sent Jasmine the picture she took of her diary. Jasmine blocked her without answering, because she figured Emily knew about everything, including her kleptomania, which was also in that diary entry. The rest you already know. Jasmine called me up to hide what she had done and told me Emily was a thief. She must have thought I would cut all ties with Emily and never figure out that she was the real thief. Of course, the opposite happened. We stopped talking to Jasmine after that. When she saw me with Emily the next day, she realized that I knew. She turned around and ran. We are still in the same school and on the same team. We never talk to her, even though we see her all the time. She is too ashamed to look us in the eyes now.
Hi, everyone. My name's Melissa. My parents got divorced when I was in junior high. I stayed with my mom. A year and a half later, she got married to someone she'd met online. He lived in another country. My mom said we had to move there, but I didn't want to, so I went to live with my dad instead. He owns a very famous restaurant. It's only open in the evenings. You have to book a table months in advance to be able to eat there. One day, my dad called me into his office. When I came in, he jumped up from his seat. "I have a surprise for you," he said. After a while, he came back with a woman. He said, "Melissa, I want to introduce you to Delia. Delia is the purchasing manager at the restaurant. We've been together for a while. I'm sure you'll be surprised to hear this. Delia and I have decided to get married." Just like he said, that caught me by surprise. "Really?" was all I could say. 2 months after this conversation, my dad married Delia. So that's how I got a beautiful young stepmother. I don't want to sound prejudiced, but Delia seemed to me like the gold digger type. I thought she only married my dad, who is much older and is also her boss, for his money. My dad is no billionaire, but he is pretty well off. But it wasn't something I could bring up with him because from what I could see, he was madly in love with his new wife. As time passed, I got to know Delia better. She was definitely a gold digger. She was constantly going shopping for shoes and expensive handbags. I saw her showing off all the jewelry that my dad had bought for her to her friends. She'd converted a large bedroom into a walk-in closet. It was stuffed with expensive clothes. She continued to shop online in the evenings. She was getting stuff delivered to the house all the time. No matter how much she bought, it was never enough. Though I couldn't stand Delia, I could never say anything to her either. But one day, I noticed that her attitude towards me had suddenly changed. Until then, she used to ask me, "How are you doing? How is school?" She used to try to chat with me. But something happened and she stopped talking to me. She wouldn't even look at me. One night, as I was brushing my teeth, it dawned on me. I thought I had figured out why my stepmother was acting differently towards me. For years, I've kept a diary. For me, it's the same as going to therapy. I was able to overcome many of my issues thanks to this. Before I go to bed, I always write down whatever happened that day. So, had Delia secretly been reading my diary? That was my theory. If she had read my diary, it meant she had found out what I really thought of her. I'm sure she did not like that one bit, because everything I wrote about her was negative. So it made perfect sense that she'd get upset and stop talking to me. I used to leave my diary on a bookshelf in my room, but now I started carrying it in my bag. One night as I was writing, I realized something. I was censoring my thoughts about my stepmother. I wasn't writing the bad stuff about her in case she might end up reading it. This made me really uncomfortable. I told myself, I don't care if she reads it, I'll write whatever I think, and that's exactly what I did. One evening, I was in my room when my dad came in. Looking all serious, he said, "Melissa, I want to talk to you about something very important." He said, "Your education is really important. In class, you should be focusing on what the teachers say and nothing else. I stared at him in shock. Dad, where is this coming from now? Did the school call you? No, they didn't call me. It doesn't matter how I found out. Please just pay attention to your studies, he said. After my dad left, I started thinking, what was that all about? Why did my dad need to give me that talk? And then I got it. It seemed like my stepmother had read my diary again, because I had recently written that I had a crush on someone, and I wasn't able to concentrate in class because I couldn't stop thinking about him. Delia had read this and immediately told my father about it. To me, this meant that my stepmother had declared war on me. She had started using what she learned from my diary to destroy my relationship with my dad. I was so angry I couldn't sleep all night. Who did she think she was? I decided to talk to her the following day. She wasn't home when I came back from school. After a while, she arrived again, carrying a ton of shopping bags. I went up to her and said, I know you've been reading my diary. You need to stop doing that. She answered, no, I'm not. Why would I be interested in your boring life? Then why did my dad give me the focus on your studies talk? I know you read that from my diary and told him, I replied. I'm not interested in you or your diary. Please don't involve me in your childish games, she snapped back. That night, I talked to my dad about it, but I couldn't convince him. Delia is not someone who would read your diary. That's your private life. And she's civil enough to respect that, he said. He was obviously protecting his wife. Of course, I was sure she had read it, but my dad was still far too in love with her to see what was happening. I had to find a way to prove that Delia was reading my diary, and I did. I had written earlier that I thought Delia was a gold digger, and she had read that. So I decided to write some things that weren't exactly true. Do you want to know what I wrote? Here it is. My stepmother really pissed me off today. So I talked to my dad tonight. Deep into our chat, I asked him, Dad, why did you marry this woman? All she cares about is your money. Don't you realize that? My dad replied, Unfortunately, I've begun to suspect this as well. I love her very much, but she is shopping nonstop, and that's not normal at all. Yes! My dad is now becoming suspicious that she is a gold digger. He will definitely see the truth soon. That's what I wrote in my diary. Of course, I never had that conversation with my dad. I made up every word of it. My plan was really simple. My stepmother would read what I had written and ask my dad, How could you think that about me? So my dad would immediately come and talk to me. And first, I would prove that Delia had been reading my diary. And second, my dad would know what I thought about her and maybe he would start having some doubts about her too. The next day, I left my diary on my desk and went to take a shower. I spent a long time in the shower to give my stepmother plenty of time to read it. I was wondering what would happen next. My dad didn't come to my room that night. That meant my stepmother hadn't talked to him. He didn't come the next day either. What happened? Why hadn't Delia confronted my dad? Would she keep quiet after what she'd found out? Yes, for some reason she kept quiet. Do you know what she started doing instead? She began removing everything she had bought from our house. Of course she was doing this secretly. But every time I looked into her walk-in closet, I noticed there were fewer and fewer of those expensive bags, shoes, and clothes. Where was she bringing all this stuff and why? Since my plan didn't work out exactly like I hoped, I decided to write something that could have a bigger impact. Here is what I wrote. I stopped by my dad's restaurant today. He looked really sad. I asked him why. He didn't want to tell me at first, but then he said, I'm thinking about divorcing Delia. Unfortunately, our suspicions have been confirmed. I was both happy and surprised by this unexpected news. I think she'll finally be out of here soon. Do I need to spell it out? Of course I made all that up too. Again, I left my diary lying around and jumped into the shower. I was sure my stepmother was reading the things I wrote about her while I was in there. My dad was at the restaurant that night. I was so curious about what would happen. This time, it would definitely come out that my stepmother had read my diary. I thought Delia would call my dad on the phone and my dad would rush home, but again, things didn't pan out as I expected. The house was really quiet. I ran into Delia as I was going into the kitchen. She was about to go out with a huge suitcase. She left without even looking at me. Of course, I panicked big time because of me. My stepmother had left home. I called my dad. I couldn't tell him about my diary. I only told him that Delia had left with a suitcase. Dad came home immediately. Delia's phone is turned off. I can't reach her, he said. I couldn't tell him the truth because I was so scared. Half an hour later, my dad said, Melissa, I realized something weird. Delia took all her jewelry with her. Perhaps that's normal, but there was a considerable amount of cash in the safe. She took it all. But that's the company's money. And Delia knows this. I don't want to use this word, but this counts as theft. And then he went to the police. He learned unbelievable things about Delia there. It turns out she was, in fact, a professional gold digger. She would marry much older, well-off men and then steal their money. She'd start working for people whom she had set her eyes on. Then she would start flirting with them. After marrying them, she would take as much of their money as she could and then disappear. I had figured out that she was a gold digger, but obviously I couldn't have guessed this much. Quite a bit of time passed. Then one day, I saw Delia on the news on TV. She had trapped someone rich again. But this time, the man found out the truth after doing some research before marrying her. And he went to the police. I was really relieved to see Delia in handcuffs. It turned out that she'd been hiding the jewelry and the money she stole in a safe at her mother's house. This is how my dad got back his company's money and most of the jewelry he bought for Delia. By the way, I keep saying Delia, but it turned out her real name is Fiona. With every marriage, she was making up a new name and using a fake ID. Months later, I was able to tell my dad the truth about the diary. I couldn't foresee what his reaction would be. He burst out laughing. Just like your mom, you're a force to be reckoned with, he said. My only intention had been to prove my stepmother had been reading my diary. But my little game ended up leading to something I could have never expected.
Hi, friends, I'm Julie. I accidentally discovered my family's biggest secret. It's such a huge revelation that our lives will never be the same again. It all started when my older sister Jenny moved in with us after leaving her husband. I had no idea at the time that our marriage had been a mess for a while. When she found out that her husband, Chris, had cheated on her, it was the final straw. One morning, while he was sleeping, she took her sons and left him. My sister is a housewife. She's never had a job in her life. She took her kids and moved in with us because she had nowhere else to go. At first, she told us it would be temporary, but after a year and a half, she is still living with us. I think she thought she'd get back together with her husband, but they just kept fighting for months. They weren't able to reconcile. All that fighting not only caused their marriage to end, but it also messed up our family because I saw a text message from my sister's husband when they were arguing. I was curious about what he meant with that message. When I looked into it, I found out about my sister's incredible secret. Let's rewind and go back to that evening. Now I see that by then, my sister was starting to lose any hope she had of keeping her marriage going, and this had made her very hostile. She wasn't speaking to my mom or me. She wasn't taking care of her kids. She wasn't eating. She wasn't sleeping. All she did was fight with her husband on the phone or through text messages. Yes, their marriage was in terrible shape. Chris was cheating on her. He didn't want to get back together, but my sister was still madly in love with him. She couldn't imagine her life without him. One night, I was putting her kids to sleep. The younger one asked, "How many days can a person go without food?" I knew why he was asking that. He heard my mom telling me, "Your sister didn't eat again today." Naturally, he was concerned about his mother. I gently rubbed his head. "Nothing's going to happen to your mom, because I'm going to go and make her an amazing sandwich. No way will she be able to resist it. She'll eat the whole thing," I told him. That put him at ease. "I want that same amazing sandwich in the morning, too," he said as he closed his eyes. So right after he fell asleep, I went to the kitchen and made the best sandwich I could for my sister. I even added a birthday candle on it to make it cuter. I knocked on my sister's door. When she didn't answer, I cracked the door open and looked in. She had fallen asleep. I went into the room to put a blanket over her. I left the sandwich next to her bed. She was clutching her phone. Maybe she had dozed off in the middle of an argument, exhausted from lack of sleep. I smiled. She seemed so cute to me at that moment. I was still a baby when my sister left home. We never had a close relationship. Actually, that was quite normal because we didn't really spend that much time together. She didn't know me at all. That said, I can't really say her relationship with Mom is all that great either. She used to visit us at most once a year and called us every month or so. After Dad passed away, she started calling Mom more frequently. I think she was trying to be supportive, but her relationship didn't change much. She only held me and cried long and hard at Dad's funeral. I was thinking about all this as I was watching my sister sleep. I took the phone from her hand. I put it on her nightstand. Just as I did that, the phone screen lit up. She got a new message. Without meaning to, I read it. The message was from her husband. "Enough! I never told you to leave your daughter for me," he had written. While I was still processing this, another text from Chris came in. "Don't give me that guilt trip again. You didn't want your daughter. You made me your excuse. We both know that." I was so shocked and upset when I figured out what Chris was saying. Apparently, besides her two sons, my sister also had a daughter and she had given her up for adoption. Since she was blaming her husband for this, she must have abandoned her daughter to marry Chris. I accidentally learned something incredible. I switched off the light. I ran out of the room. I was still in shock when I lay in my bed. I thought my mom definitely knew about this, but she never told me. Normally, she loves talking about my sister, and she usually criticizes her. For example, she used to say, "Your sister's marriage wasn't going well since day one, but she still had those two babies, so why did she never say she had another child? Maybe my father didn't know, and she hid it from me because she was scared he would find out." This accidental discovery changed my whole perspective on my sister. How could a person do this to her own child? How could she abandon her for such a selfish reason? How old was her daughter right now? What was her adoptive family like? Did she know who her mother, my sister, was? Could I find my niece? As her aunt, could I give her the warmth that her mother denied her? Now I was thinking about these nonstop. I wanted to find this poor child whose existence I had just found out about and give her back the life that her mother had taken away. But to be able to do that, I needed more information. I decided to talk to my mom and get answers to my questions. I was going to find my niece no matter what. Since my sister and her kids were always around, I had to wait for some time to talk to my mom. After a while, I got the chance I was waiting for. My sister wasn't able to look her sons in the eye. The poor kids were still trying to find out what was going on. They had moved into their grandmother's house. Their father wasn't around. Their mother was on the phone, screaming all the time. My older nephew, Noah, was about to start high school, but he didn't even know what city he was going to be in. He was already a shy kid. Now he had become even more withdrawn. I hadn't heard a word from him in days. My mom was naturally sad for the boys. There was a water park in our city. When I was younger, we used to go there every month. My mom thought of taking the kids there. I was supposed to go along to help her out. The following day, we were at the water park with the kids. Noah went for a swim in the pool. The younger one was playing on the slides. Mom and I sat at a cafe from where we could see the slides. I was looking forward to talking to her, but I didn't know how to start this conversation. Finally, I blurted out, "Mom, does my sister have a daughter?" My mom was stunned. She stared at me. "What are you talking about?" she said. I told her about the texts I read on my sister's phone. She was visibly stumped. She said things like, "Don't be silly. There's no such thing. You must have misunderstood." But she was so panicked that I could tell she already knew about this, but kept it from me. When I confronted her, she got angry. "You're a big girl now. You're heading off to college soon. Instead of thinking about things like this, do something for your future," she said. She began rambling on so that I wouldn't ask any more questions. When I figured out she wouldn't talk, I had to back down. What was I going to do now? My mother was obviously lying to me. I wanted to find my niece no matter what. Since I couldn't ask my sister, there was only one person left, her husband, Chris. Yes, I was going to ask him. I wasn't sure if he would help me out, but I had no choice. I had to give it a try. I didn't have Chris's phone number, but I knew the name of the car dealership where he worked. I Googled it and found it right away. I called the number. They called Chris to the phone. My voice was shaking. I said, "I'm Julie," and he was really surprised. I told him what happened. "I want to find my niece," I said. Chris said, "Forget about this for your own good." when I said, "What does it have to do with me?" "Go ask your sister. I can't say anything more," he said curtly. I didn't have any other choice. I was going to ask my sister. I went to her room. She was crying. I thought she and her husband had another fight, but this time it was something else. "Mom just told me," she said, averting her eyes. Then I understood Mom had told her that I knew about her daughter. I sat next to her. "I didn't want to upset you. I just want to find my niece and tell her that she has a family," I said, resting my head on her shoulder. My sister started stroking my hair. "You only have two nephews. You don't have a niece," she said. I picked my head up from her shoulder. I looked at her. "What do you mean? But you also have a daughter," I said. "Yes, I also have a daughter," she said, averting her eyes again. In that moment, the world started to spin. My ears were ringing with those sentences. "You don't have a niece, but you also have a daughter." "Yes, I also have a daughter." I stared at her in disbelief. I was speechless for a minute. Then I said, "So I'm your daughter?" My sister nodded. "Yes, Julie, you're my daughter." I couldn't breathe. I didn't know what to say. My sister, who I had just found out seconds ago that was in fact my mother, started telling me the whole story. "It was my freshman year in college. I made the biggest mistake of my life. I got pregnant by someone I didn't really know well. All I knew was his name, or at least I think I did. I still had the baby, and that was you. I was going to school. Your grandmother was taking care of you. Then I met Chris. I fell in love with him. Chris wasn't someone who would marry a young woman with a baby, because he was an adventurer at heart. He wanted to travel the world and eventually settle down in a place that he liked. I left you with your grandmother and left with him. We traveled for 3.5 years. We got married along the way, but we came back because we couldn't make it work anywhere else. When I got back, I saw that you were calling your grandmother Mom. While I was gone, your grandmother had become your mother. I was really sad, but I knew I deserved it. Your grandmother made me swear, 'You will never tell anyone that Julie is your daughter,' she said. No one else other than Dad and Chris knew. And now you know." Everything came out in the open that day. I was the biggest secret in my own family. The person I knew as my sister was my mother. The person I knew as my mother was my grandmother. So what happened after I found out about all this? You might think it's strange, but almost nothing's changed. Yes, my sister might be my biological mother, but she's not my real mother. A mother is someone who raises and cares for a child. My sister surely doesn't deserve to be my mother. I only have one mother, and she will stay as my mother forever.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.